time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Sam. Hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This is episode 414. That's right. It's the same episode, whether you listen to it from the beginning or you listen to it from the end backwards.
Can we do that? Can we record 15 minutes and then loop it back and do the second half?
The devil. My name is Justin Worsham. I am your host. With me, as always, is the dark side of the moon for anyone. The one who plays the backside of the wall or whatever it is from the second Lion Roar. The Hard Day's Night played backwards. The one. The only. The devil in all of our details. The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin. He said Alt Delete Command, Justin.
The last thing I said was Justin.
Yeah, Nitzich.
Yes.
I just found out. I guess we're going to be talking to Brooke. For those of you that don't listen to the YouTube shows, you missed a lot of fun drama. There was some drama for your mama.
You know what makes me most mad about that is that Kat knew that it was happening.
I know.
She is terrified of that sort of stuff happening all the time.
And she called
and the one time.
And we were both like, listen, we've turned the microphones off.
No one wants to talk about AJ. And she said, well, make sure your mic's off. And I was like, my mic's off. And of course it wasn't. So I've been apologizing to AJ. It was unfair. It wasn't necessarily true. But I don't really. I'd rather talk to Brooke. Let's be honest. Are you looking at my hair?
I was looking into your beautiful eyes. Thinking Thanks. About, does AJ have a list of 9,001 people that
probably
I will quote want to get with him?
Let's ask Brooke.
So
Brooke, if you don't know, on the Facebook page is quite popular. She was hosting the Lady Gamer show for a little while, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So. I think it's a long needed crossover, and we need to talk to Brooke and find out what goes on in her pretty little head there.
I'm
stalling for you. Is she on the line or not?
She's calling right now. Here, I'll bring her in. But the chat room, Brooke, you're on, but give me one second here. The chat room, somebody said, all the guys love Brooke and you can beat her, but it says charms on the next line.
beat her at what?
I just saying hit her. She could take a punch.
Oh, I thought.
Like what? Rocky, this chick is.
Brooke,
she's eating some kind of rice cake.
Yeah, what are you doing on your. Oh, you have your volume turned up. That's us feeding back.
I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're like
Yeah, but it
chewing.
Sounds like there's a rat or a squirrel eating your microphone. You might want to check your shoulder. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Could you stop eating Cheetos while we're trying to do the show?
Yeah, it seriously sounds like you're shaving something.
It's probably my basement is like the loudest thing ever, so probably like what you're hearing.
All right. Well, let's get back on track. How are you, Brooke?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, but
what time is it where you are?
I'm gonna go, let me guess. 1:30.
It's almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Who can read time and do math? Because I know where you live. I'm coming for you.
Whoa.
That's weird. Is that too much?
It's
too far?
It's like 3,000 miles away. It's going to take us some time. Brooke,
I'll be there by about 8:30. 5:30 our time.
Probably miss him. Brooke, let's dive right into it. What's up with all the attention that you get on the Second Funniest Podcast Facebook page?
I actually have no idea. Like,
why is Bradley in love with you?
One day, I think with one post.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There's like 50 billion other girls on the wall that are his age.
It's true.
So I don't understand. Maybe he likes older women.
Yeah.
How old is Bradley?
Who doesn't?
I don't even know. Maybe. 15, 16? Man. I think he's 16.
What if he was 26? Then how, I mean, maybe you're being a little unfair.
Yeah, it's just, what's a decade between lovers?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, a good match.
Oh, so
sick. So he
just
has.
Just want to see if that works.
So he has no chance with you. Is that what you're saying?
No, he doesn't.
The internet gave a weird delay, which makes it sound like you hesitated.
Yeah, so and then you like, said no.
I was like, thought about it.
No, he does have a chance. Is that no as in yes or no as in no?
But I feel like, honest to God, I feel like it was mostly out of fun. It was all in good fun. Am I wrong? Am I misunderstanding what's been happening behind the scenes?
No, I think Bradley's into her.
Really?
Well, yeah. I thought he was joking.
Nah, I think it's real. I think, here's the thing, like many guys, he's like, nah, I'm just kidding. But seriously, if you did want to make out, I'd be here.
Yeah, but I mean, but that would be weird.
Right,
I
would
mean,
that be weird?
Because it's like totally. We're brother and sister, unless you're into that incest thing. I don't know if that's your thing or if that's what you want
to
do.
We should try to teach everyone
just
a lesson.
Kidding. Who does incest? You know what I mean? That's, they don't do that. Not even where you're from. You know what I mean? I mean, do they? I don't know. It's kind of close to Canada. I don't know if that's a thing that they have.
There. Where is she from?
I thought Buffalo.
No. Oh, are you from Buffalo, Brooke? Are you Buffalo, Brooke?
No, I'm in Niagara Falls in Canada.
Yes. Yeah,
oh, you're in Canada.
So she is into incest. See, that's what we learned in my bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Creepy. Now, you're a lady gamer. What does your boyfriend think of games?
Yes.
Yes. What does your boyfriend think of games?
He plays a few. He's not really a big gamer. Like, he played, I think the last game he played was Black Ops, and then I played it, so.
That's, yeah, so he's legit, he's not like we were talking about playing on the iPhone and calling that a game console. He can pick up a controller and have a good time.
Yeah, and he's like naturally really good at any game he plays, so if you're playing a game with him and you're like pro at it and he's never played before, he will beat you.
Like,
oh,
sure.
So weird.
Okay. He's definitely your boyfriend. All right.
Let me guess. His novel is really good, too.
He's got a really nice car. And he's always smells good. It's good. You should talk like that about your boyfriend. I guarantee Justin could beat him in a game.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's fucking go.
How about this?
Come over and try.
I'm already halfway there.
Bradley and your boyfriend will play a game for your love. Oh. You can choose the three games.
That would be the greatest Mario Party ever.
And at the very least, you have to break up with your boyfriend. And due to the contract of verbal traps, you must oblige.
Oh, that's funny.
You're not into that? Okay, good.
Bradley hasn't been listening.
Yeah, he's probably asleep. It's way past his bedtime. games as a lady gamer. What are your take on that? What do you think of the gaming industry as a lady gamer?
I love playing video games. I don't know. I don't see why more women shouldn't play them.
That should be a t-shirt. Do you have a PS Vita?
I don't.
Why not? Why'd you laugh?
I just bought a PS3, so I'm kind of behind.
No, that's all right. I mean, a PS4 comes out next year, but it's all good.
Good luck with that. Sorry. Yeah.
What did you have before that? A Wii, a Xbox?
I had a Wii, I have an Xbox, and I had a PS2 and a PSP.
Oh, are you sad that your PSP is irrelevant?
Yeah.
This delay.
There's a weird delay that I don't understand. Are you hearing a delay at all in between when we stop talking and when you start, Brooke?
Yeah, I am.
That was really hard to sit through.
If you're doing it on purpose, this is the most ingenious comedy bit I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'm not. I'm trying to like wait till I can hear myself stop talking, and then you guys answer. So I'm like,
"Are you stop talking and then hear us answer?" Like, is it because Skype won't let us talk at the same time? Is that what you're worried about? Oh, you know what it is. I bet you, because now we're talking to Brooke through the microphone in my laptop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why. I think that's what it is.
Interesting.
I'm very good at this production thing. I'm very
good
at this.
We don't have a producer.
The business end and the technical end, that's what I bring to the table. I didn't think we were having phone calls, and that's my bad.
That's all good.
I dropped the ball.
Who cares? All right, Brooke, before we release you to your sleep, what do you have to say to the fans of the SFP? What
Hello?
Information? Hello? That's what you have to say? Is she hitting her laptop right now?
What if she doesn't get it? She's like, damn, hello. Hello. I know she can see me. I know she can see me. I just realized that's why I was laughing at myself, because she doesn't have a webcam or whatever, but she's just staring at me, listening to her, not knowing that she could see me. She saw me essentially picking my nose in the car. You know what I mean? Not that I was picking my nose here at the show, right. But I'm saying that she didn't. She was seeing me, not knowing I was being seen.
Oh, no, I think none of them can hear anything. Are we still... We all die of the apocalypse. Where's the audio? My Skype lost audio.
Looks if like- you guys can hear me, the audio is out and everyone's kind of freaking out.
Freaking out. And we're back.
Yes, figured out the audio. Brooke is back. No longer delay. We're not like the Tonight Show. This is the second time around we fixed it. Brooke, how the hell are you? What's going on in Upwards Canada?
Nothing, really.
That's right. Freaking exciting. It's Canada. They're going to be chopping down trees. They're going to be playing hockey. They're going to do all kinds of winter festivities until spring break happens, and that's when everybody gets topless. Am I right?
Which is next week.
Yeah.
Do you really get topless in Canada? It doesn't seem like something.
Canada takes place in the future, Kevin. It's a month.
Awesome.
Spring break is really next week for
Canada?
There's
a country that's in the future.
And it's Canada.
That explains why.
Well, technically spring break was last week, but I'm going away next week.
Where are you going?
I am going to Florida.
Oh.
With my boyfriend.
Yeah. Holiday. It would be so cool. Holiday.
What are you guys doing? You doing the Disney World situation, or are you just beaching it up?
No, we're just going to chill on the beach.
Yeah.
Not much.
Is he going to propose, you think?
No.
Loser. It's the first thing you got to do after this holiday in Florida. You got to ditch this dude. You got to get out of this situation. He's like an anchor. He's holding you back. He's slowing you down. I mean, come on. Come on.
We've been dating for 5 years on.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He hasn't kicked the bucket
yet.
Did
you say on and off? You've been dating for 5 years?
No. Oh. Constant.
Constant. Oh, this is good stuff. Why does Bradley think he has a shot with you? You've been dating this dude since before he was as old as he is now.
I feel that we're doing Brooke an injustice by constantly connecting her to Brad. Like, this is like Bradley was a character she dated. Like, this has become her Urkel. You know what I mean? Brooke has other things to bring to the table. You know what I mean? She's got other interests, other things going on. But if we keep doing this Bradley thing, you know what I mean? Then she's going to be pigeonholed. Next thing you know, she's going to be signing, you know, Photoshop pictures of her and Bradley together at conventions. And nobody wants that.
All right, Brooke, what else do you got? What's another dimension to your character?
I do photography.
That's nice. Right. You talk to my wife a lot on Facebook and Pinterest. They're actually friends outside the SFP universe.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, we've been talking for a while.
What's the real scoop on Kat Miller?
What does she say about me?
Oh, that's a good one.
She doesn't say anything about you guys.
Okay. You don't talk about us? Well, that seems weird.
No,
how do you not talk about us?
That's what I think. The next time you have a conversation with her, Brooke, and I want you to know that I'm very serious about this, okay?
Okay.
The next time you have a conversation, here's what you do.
Is it okay, like you're lecturing your daughter?
Brooke gets it. That's why it's fun to talk to her. She gets it. Even earlier when I was doing my stupid bad day song bit for AJ, because he wanted to call in, and then she called in and it killed it on my computer. Her internet knew that I wanted to do my bit and it crashed on her. So here's the thing, bro. You have to work into the conversation what Kat really thinks about her husband, okay? And here's how you're going to do it. You're going to pretend like you have romantic interest in me. Okay, probably going to need you to record this conversation or something along those lines.
She's listening right now.
Who?
Kat.
I thought you meant Brooke. I was like, no good. My bad. So here's what you do. Even though she's listening, we're going to hope that she has some kind of short-term memory issue. Okay? Mm-hmm. Or maybe she just kind of zones out whenever I talk because she's only really here for that heart-throbbing, just dulcet tone of that whispery, sexy voice that just comes out of that bearded mouth like an angel's voice into these cheap microphones, but he richens them as if they are the most expensive thing you could ever have, like a condenser or ribbon type microphone, and just goes out over the internet just with just such ease and comfort.
What are you
talking
about?
Your voice.
Oh, got it.
I'm talking about
I
you.
Lost the thread. I I'm so distracted by what you were saying that I forgot what you were talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Talking about Kevin's voice. I got off track. I can't talk about Kevin. I get all, you know, he gives me the heebie-jeebies. I think that's a bad thing that
that's
I meant
a bad
it's a
thing.
Good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. More coffee for you, sir?
I think I've had enough. Okay. So what are your favorite things to take pictures of, Brooke?
I don't know. I take pictures of a lot of things. I usually bring my camera everywhere, so.
So you're, do you randomly, like, well, how about this? Do you take pictures of other people's photos? Like, do you just stand next to someone awkwardly while they're taking a family photo in front of a landmark or something?
No.
That's the greatest. I want to do that and then take it to a gallery and pass it off as art.
I should try that.
That's because, pretty great.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, everybody's trying to be Ashton Kutcher with that Nikon point-and-click thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. You come in with your 45-millimeter lens and your flashpoint and umbrella turned upside down with a light bulb in it, and you're like, ba-boom, let's make this a magic picture.
That's funny. You get all the shots of, like, people preparing. Mmm, there's something to this.
I just want the awkward, like, one person, like, doing the side glance to the left. Like, if it's understood that you're taking a picture of somebody taking a picture, then it works out.
You know what I mean?
That's your gimmick.
Oh, yeah, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
And you are an endless fount of good ideas.
You know why I called it a fount? Because Fountain is a short street in Los Angeles. We covered that last week. Kaboom! Let's see. So, yeah, so you could do that. What else can we brainstorm ideas? Stop taking pictures of wood. I think that that's done. You know what I mean? Wood. Yeah, I'm not saying by you. I'm just saying these are pictures that I've
seen.
She's
like, I've never taken any pictures of any wood ever.
Any wood ever?
I have. Taking pictures of wood.
Good. That's how you know you have real talent. You have a real eye. Like, well, let me take a picture of this driftwood out of focus with a flower in the background. Yeah, screw you. All right, you pompous windbag with a camera. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear from you and your vision. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
Huh? I'm talking about photography and what's wrong with it. My job is to adapt opinions with no reason and no credibility. That is what I do.
You are succeeding.
Oh, man.
Again, why is someone eating Mentos in the background?
Brooke.
It's my fridge. Like, I don't know.
What... Your
no.
fridge?
Well, here's what you do. You
Is it
back...
running? Because you better go catch it. Kaboom!
You're going to go back and listen to this episode, and you're going to be like, what is that sound?
You have, there's a poltergeist eating, like, some kind of stale popcorn from their olden times. It just kind of, it's just a random chewing noise that I hear.
Oh, it could be my cat.
Of course.
She's here.
Of course, the cat. And what is the cat eating? Styrofoam.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, it couldn't be that, Brooke. Look around the room. Go look underneath a water heater or something. Wait, do you live in your basement?
Basically.
Hold on. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean, basically? Are you doing like a 60-40 split of the week with your man?
No, we spend a lot of time down here.
Who's we? You and the kitty? Mia.
And my boyfriend.
Oh, you go three-way. That's the way to do it with a pet.
What?
Huh? What happened?
Brooke, thanks for being
That's
on the
chat.
Line.
Why did she have to hang up?
Brooke, this has been great. I'm going to let you
why
go.
Why do you want her to... I can't be serious. That was too funny.
All right.
Oh, I am very funny. Gosh, I'm funny.
Let's get someone.
Am I right, bro? Can we let's? I've heard enough about you and your photography. Let's talk about how funny I am.
let's get someone that's truly underage down here so you can be really inappropriate.
Yeah, let's do that, Brooke. You got any younger friends? Anybody?
I was referring to.
Yeah, then
to
you guys can get more pedophile emails.
Yeah,
that is not an adjective.
It is now.
Pedophile-y.
That's what I call it. If you follow me on Twitter. My name is Pedophile 07.
Is that allowed? Like, can you be Pedophile 07?
I recently signed up for a new bank, and it told me that my password could not had to be this. You know how they usually give you
a
symbol or a capital letter?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them said that it could not be, I think they said, inappropriate word.
Oh, interesting.
I'm like, well, you know, what if my password is shitwhistle 07? Yeah. Like, what if that's what I use for everything? And I can't use that now.
Well, they tell you that's one of the rules usually is it can't be the same thing as something else. So they really got you there. I had to change my password today on Gmail because somebody up in Washington accessed my account. You know, when I logged on, and it's like, hey, somebody up in Washington, we think...
he's trying to get into your
and
account.
And they showed me, like, a list of my log-on times through my IMAP.
State or the man?
The state. And I'm really glad, you know, it was so out of random happenstance that I happened to log on to the Gmail because I couldn't download some big file that was downloaded to my Outlook. It was locking up. So I just so happened to go on Gmail because I don't think Outlook would have warned me, hey, you're being... So I had to change my password and everything, and now it's some password. I don't even remember what it is.
That's an interesting point. Brooke, what is your password?
For what?
I don't know. Anything. Banking needs, maybe email situation,
Facebook.
Would probably be
Facebook?
Most fun if you give me a username or email and a password for your Facebook, and then... Maybe I could send a message to your boyfriend confessing and professing your love. You know, I'm very, as we know, I'm very good with the words. I'm a wordsmith for the people who listen to the show. They are well aware. So I think that I know you're creative and you're with your vision, you know, and your photography. But I could bring some real words of love to your man. Maybe give him a quick swift kick in the butt and get him up off of his feet and down on one knee and get to business. You understand what I'm saying? You picking up what
Do
I'm
Do you want to marry this guy?
Yeah. Pardon?
Do you want to marry your boyfriend, your unnamed boyfriend?
Because we're proposing for him now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would marry him.
Does he listen to the show?
No.
Good. No. Do not let him listen to the show.
Is he Asian?
Because that we're kind of missing. No. We've got a lot of Finnish and a lot of Brits, but we need some Asians. We need some of the almond eyes. You know what I'm saying? You're picking up what I'm putting down.
She's Asian, bro.
I'm sorry? Oh, that's funny. See?
Okay. No, he's actually French, but it's funny because the other day I told him, I was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I went to Los Angeles and I filmed like a Second Funniest Podcast documentary, and he was like, yeah, good luck with that.
Aww.
Good luck with that.
Why did he say that?
Because he doesn't think that, he doesn't think that I will get to LA, and he's like, even if you did, why would they let you film it?
Does he think that the only way to get here is via covered wagon?
Yeah.
Did he play too much Oregon Trail? Like, it's literally just a plane flight or even a car trip.
Drive.
They have trains, planes, and automobiles. I think, actually, John Candy and Steve Martin will bring you here, but you will have to ride with the corpse of John Candy.
That last part was
untrue. And Steve Martin will have to play the banjo the entire time.
The other part is, New York is so much closer, though. Like, is L.A. in your
she's just coming to
aim
see us.
Crosshairs? Like, is that what you want to do with your career? Is go to LA? Which is great if you do, I'm asking.
No, she just wants to come see us.
Well, that too, but I don't know. I've always kind of liked the LA scene.
Yeah, all right. Bring it around. I tell you what, you come here and you want to shoot a documentary, you're more than welcome to. There's no reason why we wouldn't let you do that.
You started that phrase like, you could crash on my couch.
No.
But you just said, there's no, you don't need a passport.
No, you don't.
Or maybe you do. Never mind. Check that.
You'll need a passport, because it's post 9/11.
Yeah, they check you for a green card when you come over here trying to steal our jobs, Canadian.
Well, I do need a job.
So. We have enough photographers over here, okay?
We're not paying you to make a documentary, though. That's not it. Unless you make money on it.
If it's a documentary about how funny I am, I might be interested in throwing it. How much does a documentary cost nowadays? To make
what?
$20?
$30?
What's $40?
Can she crash on your couch?
Yes.
All right.
Given. She can crash
on
my bed.
Then
$40 for food and water.
You don't need any. Why? My wife would be like, why doesn't she have any equipment?
Shh. She's an artist. We're not supposed to acknowledge the camera.
She's not holding a camera.
Shh. Again.
Honey, it's a little weird. You have a 20-year-old Asian chick.
Quiet. I'm making cupcakes.
She watches the kids.
That's worth $40. Your wife would be like, okay. Sounds great. All right, Brooke. This has been magical. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
You should go to sleep. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning wherever you are.
What do you have to do tomorrow, Brooke?
Sorry I cursed your audio.
No, you didn't curse our audio. You didn't do anything. It was me. What do you have to do tomorrow, Brooke?
I'm going
to
play my PS Vita.
Okay.
I have class at... Well, I had class at... like 9.
But. And then you canceled that because you're not going to go now?
Yeah.
Because you stayed up to listen to this?
Yeah.
Listen, that's not the kind of thoughts that are going to get you to Los Angeles, honey. All right?
Yeah.
First of all, you got to cut that axe you call a boyfriend. Is his name Axel? Because that would be hilarious.
No, his name isn't Axel.
Good. And then secondly, you got to get up. You got to get, you know, splash some cold water on your face or whatever. Maybe get your cat to scratch you in the face a couple times to get you woken up. And then you get in and you get to class. You take some pictures of some out of focus driftwood and you make the magic happen. All right.
All right. All right. I'll take your advice.
Good night, Brooke. And as always, good luck. All right. Bye. Okay. Bye.
All right, AJ. Now's your chance.
Call, do it now.
Call
do
the
it.
Show.
Do
call it now. AJ, call
do
the
it.
Show. Call it.
Do it.
AJ is SFP fan one. Do call it. The show. Call it. Call the show. Okay, well, this has been all our
right.
show.
Well, we gave him a shot. He can't say that we didn't at least try. And
it's a trap.
Yeah, you're right. It was. So, good times. Oh,
what are we
doing
on time?
We're done. We did it. We did it. We did
it. How long was the first half of this show?
10 minutes.
So we got like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Want to give him a shot?
This song is 5 minutes long.
Sweet.
This is, that's unfair. Really, this is, I hope you guys enjoyed this. We got, maybe we got a little too loosey-goosey. Maybe a little bit, you know, too much goofing around, having fun. I don't know. But we enjoyed it. And, uh-oh, here he is at last, the one, the only, AJ. AJ, we're sorry about what happened in the conversation in between the shows.
You don't have to be sorry.
I don't want to talk to AJ.
Okay. So you and me. Just, it's just you and me, bro. You and me are going to chat it up. What's going on? What's going on in the world of AJ?
Brevitas.
Yeah, I saw you won one at the Taco Bell.
What the F?
That got Kevin out of his box.
How did you not have to pay $300? Is it a 3G model or a Wi-Fi model?
It's a 3G.
Man, you got tasty Taco Bell and a free Vita. That's just not fair.
It's all for $5.
Nice.
Man.
Nice. And you didn't even have to get a Creed song.
And I got it with a couple of free games, like Little Big Planet.
How did you get free games out of it, too? It came with free games?
Yeah, it did.
Wow, Little Big Planet's not out yet, though.
Little Deviants, Escape Plan.
Ooh. How's Escape Plan?
About a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, how's Escape Plan?
It hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. Do you have the Vita right now?
Yeah.
How did you get it?
They just sent it to me.
Oh, they mailed it to you? That's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
I don't know if they had it at Taco Bell. Like, here, I got the thing. I'll trade this out.
AJ, I'm sorry. I know you've been dying to get on the show. I didn't hear the last 30 seconds because somebody in the chat room confessed to being a nudist. And, I don't know what's going on in there,
yeah,
but I need
I
to.
Saw that.
You need to stop. You need to stop looking.
I can't
at
look at it. I
come
can't
back.
Look
come
at
back
it.
To AJ.
Oh, now they're doing some kind of emoticon body parts. I don't know
stop,
even what that means.
Stop looking at AJ.
I don't know.
Oh,
jeez. Oh,
anyway. So you have two games.
I wish I could isolate that. Oh, jeez.
You have two games that aren't even out yet, and you got Little Deviants.
Yep.
And this is riveting. How? what's the rest of Little Deviants like? I've only played the two demo levels that come with the free trial.
Well, it's pretty cool, but wait, why am I talking to Kevin?
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. I'm out. I'm going to go play my PS Vita.
All right. The only way you can make it up to me is if I'm on a show with Matt Olson and that guy that owes Justin $80.
That's how we call him. We don't call him by his real name. That's what we refer to him as.
No.
So here's what I want to know, AJ, since it's just you and me talking in this room right now. You're not going to interrupt our conversation that loudly. Is what did you get in your box lunch at Taco Bell? I think that's what everybody wants to know.
Oh, I got some of those headphones that have built-in speakers.
No, I mean, what did you order? Like, you know, the box lunch comes. Can't you get like a bean burrito, or does it come pre-packaged? I thought you get options.
Oh, you're talking about the food. Oh.
Yeah. Why would I care about the games? Come on, that's not, this
like
is a podcast about Taco Bell, AJ. It's not about video games, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The food came with a little tortilla and then a burrito and then a taco.
Good for you, AJ, for really answering that really stupid question.
How dare you, sir? You go back to playing your little pita.
Yes, sir.
So now, was that something you chose, like, or is that something that came just put together in the lunch?
No, it's just something that came with it.
So it's already built in. So when I go up to a Taco Bell and I do it, I go up to it. I don't pull in through a drive-thru or anything like that. I walk up to the counter because I want to see a man or woman and go mano a mano, face-to-face with them, okay? I'm tired of this digital world we're living in where we have to talk through machines, all right? That's just exactly what Skynet wants, okay? I'm saying I go up there. I want a box lunch that I could have before, won a Vita from. They're just going to give me the same thing no matter what. I can't say throw a Crunchwrap burrito in there or Taco Supreme or anything like that. I can't change it up. There are no substitutions.
Oh, no, you can't, actually.
Whoa.
You can't.
All right. Okay, so now let's get down to the brass tacks.
Did you pay for this yourself?
No.
Why do you sound so despondent when you say no? Why?
I didn't pay $5 for it.
Who did?
My father did.
Your father did. Now, did he know that he was going to that you won the Vita, or did you keep that from him?
I kept that from him.
Please tell me you're serious. He had no idea that you'd won it?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Oh, impressive. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, good. That makes it easier. So how did you explain that it just showed up in the mail, or did you just beat him to the mail?
I just beat him to the mail.
Outstanding. Well done, AJ. So now what's happening is your parents think you're selling drugs because all of a sudden you're playing a $400 video game machine that they have no idea how you could afford. Am I wrong?
No. You're not far from the truth.
Oh. So you're also a drug dealer as well?
Yep, totally.
Totally, yep.
So what did you do when you found out that you had won?
Kept it to myself.
You didn't tell any friends or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, you did tell
your parents must not look on Facebook because you've bragged about this thing for a while now.
Yep.
I get the distinct impression you're lying a little here.
and then I was listening to one of the episodes in Justin. You got my name wrong. You're like, oh, there's so many A's in there. Oh, I can't remember who said he won a Vita from Taco Bell.
Yeah, there are a lot of A's, more than the usual name,
yeah,
I would say.
Half.
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah, there's two. That's a lot. That's more than, you know what I mean? Like Aaron. Aaron is spelled with just one A. We don't need two A's. I don't know why you throw that in there.
It's so he could be first in the alphabet.
Oh.
Like when you do alphabet. A wins.
Yes. Yeah. KFC.
That's right. That's true. Do that now. AJ, can I tell you how easy you are to talk to? I just feel it's like I'm talking to a friend at a high school reunion right now.
Oh, cool.
All right. Well, okay. Are you, I'm not talking.
That better not be you in the background.
You called this episode when
you
want. Whenever I'll just be over here. I'm just gonna play this Vita. So have a good night, everybody.
Everybody,
what games are you playing on your Vita now, AJ?
I'm playing a little bit of Uncharted, some a little Deviants, and that's pretty much it.
Now, as you heard in between the shows, the Cat Miller campaigned for you to come on the show. Was it just so you could talk about how you won the Vita, or did you have something else that you wanted to get on a soapbox about?
Oh, no, it was just the Vita, and then when Kevin went ahead and said something, when Kat told him that the microphone was still on, I wanted to talk about that one, too.
You want to talk about, well, all right, let's talk about that. What were your thoughts when you heard Kevin say that he did not want to talk to you?
Oh, well, he's a terrible person.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's only good for his voice for being Sly Cooper.
Right. That's right. Let it all out, AJ. Like you're holding
a
Nerf bat. Like you're holding a Nerf bat and you just got to get all this out of you. This is just me and you.
I even found the guy that took your identity on Sucker Punch forms and I punched him in the throat.
Wow. With an emoticon?
You tell a lot of lies. You already accepted my apology, AJ, so you don't get to call me a terrible person on the air. It doesn't. You don't get your cake and throw it in my face, too.
Damn.
So you take that back.
Right, but between you and me, he is kind of a terrible person, right? Am I right?
I'd agree. Yeah, he's right? Pretty terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all agree. Kevin's a
terrible
person.
Is this show over yet? This is just about the worst episode we've ever made.
I disagree.
I think you should be over when Kevin decides to leave.
I think Kevin did that about 10 minutes ago. He's literally playing Wipeout with a capital E as we speak.
Am I leaving you hanging? I'm here for support.
Yeah.
Okay.
Support away, my friend.
While
driving
job.
Through tunnels at high rates
that
of speed.
That sounds like a surf game.
It was back in the day, back when you were a gleam in that father's eye who doesn't pay attention to what you get in the mail or what he buys you for lunch.
How does he seriously not know that you have a? Do you deal drugs on the side?
No, I don't. I just say I do.
He just says he does to his parents to make them feel more comfortable. He's like, well, good. Finally, somebody's going to get in the family business.
Yes. Family business.
I feel like you're just repeating what I say, AJ. Is that true?
Yes, I am repeating you. That is true.
Thank you, AJ. He gets it. He knows what's up. He's there. You can't win a PlayStation Vita from Taco Bell without having a little bit of good karma thrown in your corner. You know what I mean?
I think Kevin's a little bit jealous because he bought a machine that he doesn't even know how to function.
Oh, that just happened.
I'm not upset because I don't want to eat Taco Bell. Like, literally, I thought about it, and I see the Taco Bell boxes in the trash and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, for $5, I could add that, but the chances of winning are pretty slim, and I don't want to eat Taco Bell. So I really do feel like I'm a winner by not participating.
Is that the only reason why you bought Taco Bell that day was to win a Vita?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. Nice. All right, well, I think we're going to wrap up the episode, AJ, unless there's anything else. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Do you think that's too long? Is that long enough?
I wonder what I can talk about.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to vamp for you, and then I'm going to give you 30 seconds to say whatever you want to say on the show. No interruptions, no nothing. For those of you listening, don't forget to tell your friends on Facebook about the show. You can give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. And, thanks, everybody, for spreading the word. The show is growing. We appreciate it. You guys being so supportive of us doing two episodes in a week and cutting the time in half.
Yeah.
That's been a lot of fun. Don't forget, you can listen live Tuesday nights every other week, starting around 8 p.m. Pacific time on Ustream, and join the chat and listen to the in-between show where I get inappropriate and do stupid radio bits. It's all good fun. It's all good times. So I vamped as much as I can, AJ. And now, AJ, winner. Nay.
Yes.
Conqueror.
I want to be.
It's not time yet, AJ. It's not time yet. You'll know when it's time. All right. Conqueror. The one who made the Vita his prey and found it by stalking the woods of a Taco Bell in his neighborhood that his father paid for. This is good music for that.
That's good. Yeah.
First, he had to go through a village in Tijuana. Okay, now, AJ, now is your time. Say what you have to say.
Well, all right, we have a lot of woods in this place over here in the desert somewhere. So you have to be specific on what you mean by trolling through the forest. Or whatever you said, I didn't listen because I was too busy playing my Vita that I won for free. I'm not angry with it because I got it for free, and I'm not angry with it. So suck on that, Kevin Miller.
10 more seconds.
I regret everything.
5 more seconds.
Oh, 5 more seconds?
Yeah.
Crap.
AJ, we love you.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
That was AJ. Really heated, very passionate. Oh, my gosh, with those words.
This
talking about habitats.
This might be the lost episode.
Really? Like, you think we're just going to throw this one away? It's just for the Ustream listeners.
It might be.
If you're hearing this, what this means is that the Cat Miller has opened a door and said, listen, you already said when I told you three times to make sure the microphones were off to talk to AJ, and they were on, and you said you didn't want to talk to him, and now when you do talk to him, you're going to delete the episode? Also, what you're hearing, if you're still hearing this, is Kevin being vindicated. That's what that was, the vindication of Kevin for foreseeing the future. No, that's all good fun. Thank you guys for listening. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, Justin Borch, from saying, okay, bye. Hey, everybody. Thank you again for still listening to the Second Funnies podcast. One of the things I forgot to mention in these shows is that I am in the Clorox Last Comic City competition that I mentioned a month and a half ago. The voting was going to start.
I believe in you.
Here's what I need. I need your help. I need you to go to secondfunniespodcast.com. I need you to click on the link that says Help Justin Win Last Comic City. There's $10,000 on the line. Plus, I mean, we all know... I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm hilarious. And I just need you to know that I need you to go there. I need you to tell your friends. I don't know if you have to register. I don't know anything yet because technically the voting hasn't started yet. The ladies' competition has started, but that's already been lost. You know what I mean? That's not true. So, again, please go to secondfunniespodcast.com. Click on the link that says Help Justin Win Last Comic Sitting. And that should take you right to the page where you can vote.
This
I need you.
This song was from Short Circuit 2. Did you see it?
Yes.
Yes. It was awesome. He built himself, and then he controlled a crane, and it picked him up, and his battery was depleting. He was dying. Justin needs your help, or Short Circuit will cease to live. Right. And he's the only living AI on Earth in 1988.
And if you haven't seen that movie, stop listening to this podcast and don't vote for me.
That last part wasn't true.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Again.